Blog Talk Radio.
Motorsports driver of the Dockside Logistics Ford, and you're listening to the Pit Stop Radio Show with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to Richmond International Raceway Track President Dennis Bickmeyer and Public Relations Director Amy Turner. To purchase your tickets for this weekend's upcoming Toyota 250 on April 24th for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, or the Toyota Owners 400 on April 25th, Saturday night, for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Call 866-455-RACE or visit RichmondInternationalRaceway.com. We got a lot to talk about tonight, ladies, and with them, my good friend, Stephen Wilson. But at this time, I want to bring on the reverend of our show, my good friend from out there in Riverside, California, Mr. Reverend Joe. Well, Reverend, I tried to hit a button. The button didn't work. How you doing, Knight McQueen?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I got you. I was trying to hit one of them buttons and bring you on, and my buttons ain't working, so maybe I'll get them working.
You're not supposed to touch those. You're not supposed to touch those. Those are not something you're allowed to do. Stay away from those.
I know. Yes, sir. I'm supposed to let Suzanne do that. I'm sorry.
I'm just in that kind of mood where I think I want to just get right. Let's pray. Let's get right to prayer.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we're all hurting tonight with the loss of Steve Burns and feel so bad for his family. And we lift them up to you tonight, Lord, and we ask you, please, to help them through this time. Only you, Lord Jesus, can comfort them. Please wrap your arms around them. Be with them in every way and help them through this hard time. Also, be with all of Steve's friends. I'm proud to count myself as one of his acquaintances. We were close friends, but we talked a lot. Please watch over his whole family, everybody that worked with him, everyone that knew him, because Steve just touched everyone so greatly. Please, Lord, send us a cure for cancer. Please let not anyone else suffer through this, but be with Steve's family and friends, and also be with all those involved in racing. As I know, we're going to go on with business as usual, but it won't be business as usual. So help all of our drivers, all of our crew members, all the car owners, all those people do their jobs and do them well and keep them safe this weekend, that we have no problems and that sadness that's in our heart doesn't get in the way. We're doing our jobs. And for all these things, we thank you so much. And as much as we know so many are hurting over Steve's loss, that you sent the ultimate gift to us when you sent your son to die for our sins. So we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Joe, as always, great invocation. And if you can you hold on? We've got Stephen Wilson
sure.
waiting, but we've got Megan Thomas, ABC 3340 in Birmingham, meteorologist there. She's going to come on and give us our race weekend forecast for Richmond International Raceway. We'll bring her on and let her do that, if you don't mind, Reverend, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Steve Byrne.
Absolutely.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Megan, how you doing tonight? Miss Megan Thomas, ABC 3340, meteorologist in Birmingham. I nicknamed her Mother Nature. But you got the floor, Megan. How you, go ahead.
I'm doing good. It's been beautiful today.
Yes, ma'am, it has. I sort of like that cool weather. I had to go into work at Coosa Valley Electric this morning, but I had a doctor's appointment, and So I took my lunch hour and got off and went for that, and I come home, cut the grass because we're going to get ready to fly out to Bristol. Richmond International Raceway Thursday.
That's what Susie was just telling me. She was telling me, please don't make it rain. But she said the race is either going to be Friday or Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will be Friday night. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series will be Saturday night.
Well, Friday looks great. I mean, it's going to be great, great travel weather. If you're driving up there, should be okay, mostly clear. Friday afternoon, highs in the 60s. And then Friday night, you're looking around 40 or so degrees, 40 to 45. Still clear. On Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 59. And then we get a little bit of chance for some rain showers in there throughout the night. But I don't expect it to be a washout like Bristol, Tennessee.
Thank you very much, Megan. So it might not be a bad idea if I take my little white jacket or something with me too, right?
Yeah. Put a light jacket because 40s, I think it's a little chilly. Light jacket, and then pack the poncho just in case for Saturday, in case the Speedway gets hit by a shower.
Okay, I might take an umbrella, Megan, because we're going to be in the media center with Stephen Wilson and his wife, Anne Marie. So I think we got somewhere we can get out of the rain.
All right. Well, y'all just have fun and drive safe and enjoy it. Take some pictures and tweet them at me.
Yes, ma'am. I will definitely tweet you some, especially when it starts raining, because I know how you love the weather stuff. But anyway, Megan, thanks again for coming on every week with the race weekend forecast. But you got the floor. If you want to let everybody know, they can follow you in on social media.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at Meteorologist Megan Thomas or on Twitter at MegTom_WX.
PM4. Megan, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week, next Tuesday. Now, you know, it'll be the race week here at Talladega Super Speedway, too. So we've got to have a good forecast for that, because this is my home track, and we're going to go up our Stevens home track in Richmond.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We're supposed to get showers Friday and Saturday this weekend, but next weekend we'll talk closer about that coming up. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much, Megan. Have a good weekend, and I'll tweet you some pictures from Richmond International Raceway this coming up.
All right. Sounds good, and have fun.
Thank you very much. See you, Megan. That was our good friend, Megan Thomas. Okay, at this time, I want to bring Stephen Wilson on. Stephen, we got a lot to talk about. We got Reverend Joe hanging right here with us. I know we were going to talk about the race at Bristol, but circumstances come up, and I just throwed all that paperwork in the trash. I think we need to talk about I wouldn't say a colleague, but like Reverend Joe said, I wasn't real good friends with him, but I was acquaintance. I've met Steve Burns a few times, but Stephen, I'm going to bring you in with the button, because I know Steve Burns would want the show to go on, so I'm going to bring you in.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Stephen, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. I mean, it's actually nice weather up here, finally. We're getting some 70-degree weather up here, and hopefully, I like the forecast for this weekend, and hopefully it holds out and we don't get no more rain.
Yeah, me and you both, just like Megan said, you know, she said maybe pack a poncho or something. I said, Megan, we're going to be in the media center. But, Stephen, I've got Reverend Joe on. Reverend agreed to stay. We've got, tonight we're giving away two tickets to the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond International Raceway. The number to call in is 215-383-3681. And also, we're giving away two tickets to the International Motorsport Hall of Fame Museum here just adjacent to Talladega Super Speedway right off of Turn 4. We're doing that also. Both sets of tickets will be given away through trivia question. And we're going to... our guest at the bottom of the hour, we've got Richmond International Raceway Track President Dennis Bickmeyer. And I don't know if he knows the trivia question. I sent it to him. I don't know if he's seen it or if he's had time, you know, for this race week and how it is. Because Russell Branham here at Talladega, he's pulling his hair out. It's just 2 weeks away. But, Stephen, I'm going to let you and Reverend have the floor. And, Stephen, let you break the news about Steve Burns, Fox Sports announcer.
Oh, you wanted me to jump in. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I was kind of spacing out there for a second on you guys. I was trying to get ready to post this about we're giving away some tickets tonight for Richmond International Raceway, and sorry about that. It's something else. I mean, it's kind of crazy that, you know, this past weekend, you know, they honored him in NASCAR with a race, and you know, just a couple of days later, you know, this all happened. It's unfortunate that it did. He's been battling with this since 2013 when he left Race Hub, and he hasn't recovered. I know at one point he was cancer free towards the middle of last year, end of last year, and it reappeared back again. So it's tough for anybody, and I'm sure that everybody listening out there at least has one person that they know that has had to battle this in some form, one way or another.
Well, you know, Steve, Sunday, or during the race this weekend, I was listening to the voices of the announcers, and many of them I've known for a long time. And every time they talked about Steve Burns, there was something different in their voice. I just had an unsettling feeling in my stomach that Steve was worse off than they were telling us. And having had many friends and dealt with many people through the ministry who've had that horrible disease and lost relatives and such myself to it, I just had that unsettled feeling that things were not as good, shall I say, as they were inferring. I think it was wonderful that Steve was alive to hear all of that, to see all that, to see all the people that were supporting him. I just know that disease just rips a body apart, and to have that many people care about you and do what Food City did and such had to be so encouraging to him and his family, and gave him a smile, even though he was on what were obviously his last days on this planet. But I joked with Steve at every racetrack I'd ever go to, and Steve was always a friendly guy. When he was working, he was working. But when he wasn't busy, he'd stand and talk with you, joke with you. Just a great guy, and also a consummate professional. Everything he did was right on the money. He didn't mess up his facts. He spent a lot of time thinking about what he was doing and doing his job well. And my prayers tonight were out to his family and friends, because they're the ones that are going to feel this. Steve's not in any more pain. He's not suffering anymore. And that's easy to say, and it's easy to say it's nice to know, but you still miss the person no matter what.
Yeah, most definitely. I think this is just something that, you know, we've, as a community in NASCAR, everybody goes through this, and I think everybody goes through it together. It's, you know, a lot of these people spend more time there at the track than they do anywhere else in the world. So it's always so close that it hits home when something like this when this happens out there, and you can't avoid it by any means. But you know, these guys, they're professionals. They have to be able to pick themselves up, move on, and you know, the show has to continue no matter what. You know, when we went through this with Benny Parsons, Dale Earnhardt, and everybody else that has ever been through this before, the show must go on. We're going to continue, and that's the way that you continue. That's the way that you continue to honor these people, you know, going forward in this matter.
For sure, and that's the greatest honor you can pay them, is not only continuing on because they would have wanted you to and expected you to, but doing the job, maybe not that they don't all do a great job, but maybe stepping up your game just a touch in memory of him, of what a great job he did, and to let, you know, maybe move the bar a touch higher for yourself, whoever you are, this week and every week after this, because here's a man that was a professional, did a great job, but unfortunately, this lousy disease which is part of living in a fallen world. Doesn't play favorites. It doesn't pick. It just attacks, and it's a horrible thing. And having watched so many go through it, it stinks. And it's the way the world is. And unfortunately, it's taken another great person from us. But we'll all move forward. And like you said, these professional people that are doing their job, they're going to miss them. They're going to turn around to look for them so many times over the next couple of months and stop for a moment and hesitate. But they'll move forward. And like I said, Steve's family is most important to me. And as far as my prayers are out to them and what they're going to go through, nobody knows what that feels like. And even if you've been through it, you still don't know what it feels like for someone else. So it's just what it is, and it's part of life. The one thing we know for sure in life is the fact that we take our first breath means someday we'll take our last, and we don't know what day that is. So we should always make sure that we keep our life clean, our eyes on God, and also be good to the people around us and love our families, and don't forget to tell people that we love them. And that was the one thing about Steve. There was nobody I've ever talked to that didn't say, that man was just good to everybody. And that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Amen, Reverend. And, you know, just like you and Stephen touched on that just a moment there, Steve Burns would want the show to go on. I mean, you know, that's just the way everybody is, everybody that's in the sport. The NASCAR community comes together and, you know, our thoughts and prayers, like we've said, you know, I've sent out posts and everything. It goes to the family and friends and Karen and all of them. And if we can, I'm not even going to talk about the Bristol race. But we've got track president at Richmond International Raceway, Mr. Dennis Bickmeyer. And just like Steve Burns, he would want the show to go on, so I'm going to play the button that makes the show go on, and we're going to bring Dennis in the pit stop to tell his name, Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Dennis, how you doing tonight? I know everything's a little bit on the bottom side. You know, we wanted to talk about the Bristol race and everything, and you know, which we're still going to talk about your upcoming event. But I seen your post on Twitter earlier where you sent out condolences to Karen and the friends and family of Steve Burns. But just want to thank you for taking time out to come on the show. You're in the pit stop with Timmy Spine, Stephen Wilson, Reverend Joe Drop. I don't know what happened to him, but Dennis, you got the floor, boy.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. And we go through this, and we'll go through a week of planning with some heavy hearts, that's for sure. Steve meant a lot to the sport, and certainly meant a lot to all of us in the industry and to our fans. So I think you guys said it well. He, you know, being the professional that he was, he certainly would want the show to go on. He'll be looking down on us knowing that we're racing. So I think that's, that all kind of gives us a little bit of extra drive to work a little harder and put on a great show in Steve's memory, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah, Dennis, yeah, you're exactly right. And I don't know if you heard me right before I brought you on. You know me and Stephen, we talked about the past weekend at Bristol, but I want to give a big shout-out to Bruce Smith, Donald Hawk, and that bunch up there for doing what they did for Steve, the hashtag Burns Strong and all that for the Food City 500. They did a great job. And, you know, we're just not going to talk about this past weekend racing. We're going to talk about Steve, if that's okay. And, Dennis, I know you know my good friend Stephen Wilson. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen. I'm pretty sure he's got a couple questions. And then we'll talk about Steve a little bit, and we'll get into the weekend events you got coming up here at Richmond, bud.
Absolutely. Hey, Dennis, Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. Well, the first thing I got for you is that this Richmond International, you guys are going to do the track takeover again this year, sponsored by Nationwide, and it's been such an excellent event to get the fans out of the stands and onto the track, a little closer to the drivers and things that are going on in the garage. Tell us about how that came a little bit how that came together and what you guys are accomplishing and moving forward with getting those fans down there, being able to get a little bit closer to what's going on in the garage area.
Yeah, thanks. I think, you know, Track Takeover was this kind of creative idea that came out of our marketing group and some discussions that we were having. And I'll tell you, it originated out of a survey we did with some fans who actually had stopped coming to Richmond or not been back for a few years. And we reached out to them, and they opted in to do a survey. And when we got back the list of some of the things that they wanted out of their experience, the one message we got was they wanted more value. They wanted more to experience on race day. So our team went to work and came up with a lot of creative ideas to, you know, create that festival type of atmosphere that we have at Richmond International Raceway. And Track Takeover was really born out of those conversations as well, to let all the fans with a ticket to the Toyota Owners 400 come down on the track, walk the track. Let's bring some drivers out to do a Q&A. Let's put music down there. Let's put some of the midway experience, which is free and open to the fans, down on the inside of the track as well for our fans to experience. And then to bring a partner on like Nationwide, that I think takes it up another level. They're bringing Dale Jr. out to do a Q&A. So I think that's fantastic. Chase Elliott as well is doing a Q&A. But it really gets back to something that you touched on, and it's access. It's putting fans up close to the sport that they love. Let them sign the start-finish line. Let them write a message on the wall. That we're good with that. That's part of their memories. That's part of their experience. We're happy we're able to deliver that for the fans.
And one of the biggest things for promoters is that just getting people to come through the gates, as you just talked a little bit about adding the value into the ticket to get the fans to come in and experience a live event. What do you guys do specifically targeting markets and demographics out there, as you just talked just a little bit about maybe some of the people that haven't been back to Richmond in the last few years, and maybe even trying to go out and create some demographics and markets for people that have never experienced a race out there at Richmond?
Yeah, I think that's it's a great point, because I think when you look at your marketing efforts, you got to cut it up into segments. You've got your long-term avid core fan that you got to keep happy. And they've probably seen and experienced everything that we had on our menu of things to do. So for us, it's all about trying to create something else to add to their experience. So I had so many longtime fans that I've been coming for years. I've never stepped foot on the track. Thank you so much. Hey, you can give us, you know, you can put a check mark by that. We took care of our core fans. And then you take maybe the casual fans or the first time fans, and they come to the event, and maybe they're there with somebody who's kind of a veteran, and you tell them, look, we're going to walk down on the track, you know, and it's like, we're going to do what right before the race? We're going to walk on the track. So now their experience is, I've come to the NASCAR race for the first time. I may be a fan of all these other sports, but I went to a NASCAR race, and I actually walked on the track. I mean, you cannot walk on an NFL field right before the coin flip, but that's the atmosphere that we've been able to create. And I think our sport, we say this all the time, our sport, NASCAR, we defined access. And we got to continue to put fans up close and personal with the sport that they love.
And you've been in the sport for a fair few years. You've been out at Auto Club Speedway, and now you've been at Richmond International as the president for the last few seasons out there. Tell me a little bit about the differences in running a speedway, in the differences that you would in California, like an Auto Club Speedway, adverse to a short track like in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I mean, you know, there definitely are the kind of the physical makeup of the facilities. For sure, a 2 mile oval out in California and a 3/4 mile here in Richmond. And then I think, you know, the other part of it where we're very similar is we're both in kind of urban settings as well. We're probably a little bit more urban than California. They're probably a little bit more in an industrial area. But, you know, the other thing too is I think when you look at Richmond, we've been doing NASCAR racing for almost 65 years. when I was at Auto Club Speedway, NASCAR racing had been gone from Southern California for about 10 years when Riverside International Raceway closed down. So our time in California, we really spent a lot of time kind of trying to educate a fan base about NASCAR or reintroducing NASCAR to a fan base. When I came here to Richmond, I was just overwhelmed with how well everybody in this market is educated on and understands NASCAR. Our media here in this area, they do an amazing job of covering our sport. I mean, you know, Monday night they're given recaps and point standings, and maybe later in the week they're previewing the next race, and they're talking about qualifying, and they're showing results from Xfinity Series and from the Sprint Cup Series. So, you know, and I don't take that for granted from a media standpoint. We're very fortunate that we get the coverage that we do and very appreciative of it. So I just think there's some, you know, a lot of differences in kind of the history that we've had here in Richmond and the history that they're kind of recreating in California are probably maybe two of the biggest differences that I draw in my experiences at both facilities.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this weekend coming up at Richmond with the Toyota Care 250 and the Toyota Owners 400 that you guys got running out there. This is going to be back-to-back weekends for short tracks in the NASCAR circuit, just coming away from Bristol and coming there to Richmond. This is something that, you know, NASCAR fans have just continued to say we want to see more of. And how do you guys just out there just continue to tell the NASCAR fans that Richmond and a short track back-to-back, you know, we just coming from Bristol, there may be a few paybacks, you know, especially after some of the wrecks that we saw there. What do you continue to tell fans about Richmond that hasn't already been said or just?
Well, I think that the one thing that I've been saying a lot is there are actually, you know, when you look at the 2015 season schedule, NASCAR schedule, you know, obviously we'd start with Daytona and then Atlanta, and then we did this West Coast swing, which is kind of new and had a nice branding around it. One of the things that I really want to push on, and I'll maybe continue to push on, schedule stays the same as it this year, is that, you know, we need to call this short track season or something. And no offense to our friends over in Texas, but, you know, Martinsville, Bristol, and Richmond, three short tracks all within 30 days. I think that's really cool. What I really like is being the third one, in that line. So I really think this is a fun part of the schedule, and I think what we're starting to see as well is, you know, drivers are certainly up on the wheel, but, you know, we hit this stretch now as we drive towards the summer months where, you know, we're clicking off every week, every race is important, we get all that. But when you bunch up a couple of short tracks and, you know, you know through the course of, in our case, 400 laps or Bristol 500 laps, there are going to be some beat-up race cars. And it's all about, you know, how the drivers and the crews respond to having some dents. And, again, I'm excited about this stretch of the schedule. I'm excited to be the third in the line of the short tracks. And certainly, you know, we got a lot ready for Friday and Saturday night.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate you taking the time to come on. I'm going to throw you back over to Tim. I know we're giving away some Toyota Owner 400 tickets later on in the show. And have fun this weekend out there at Richmond, and we will be up there to see it all kick off on Friday.
Well, we can't wait. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Dennis. And I don't know if you got my message about the trivia question, but before we ask the trivia question, I've got our reverend from the show, from Reverend Joe Bubico, from out there at Riverside, California. He was on a while ago. He wanted to come on and talk to you for a minute, so I'm going to bring Reverend back on and let you and Reverend talk if that's okay, Dennis. And then we'll throw out the number to call in and the trivia question for the two tickets to the Toyota Owner 400 Saturday night in Richmond International Raceway.
You got it.
Dennis.
Hey, Reverend Joe, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing? How's the family?
Everyone's good, thanks. I'm actually at our youngest Little League game right now, so talking to you guys. Cool. I got an eye on the baseball.
Well, since I've seen you, and unfortunately they moved you all the way across the other side of the country. But we miss you out here. And miss getting a chance to talk to you.
I appreciate that. We made a lot of good friends out there for sure, and still have a lot of good friends. I miss the people out there at the racetrack. We always had a good time there.
Yeah, you and I had some great conversations over the years, and even after you left there at North California Speedway and went on your own for a little bit and then moved on, unfortunately, I've been trying to get across the country to get to some of the East Coast tracks, but it's just been financially tight. But I just wanted to say hello and tell you I'm always praying for you. I think about you every week, and pray for your family. I hope your kids are doing well and that they win the Little League game. But how's everything else? They've been treating you okay over there?
Yeah, everything's good. We it's a wonderful community, and very welcoming community, and we appreciate that. And certainly appreciate your thoughts and your prayers, and we need a lot of them on race weekend. You know how stressful it is.
Oh, yes. We all need all the prayers we can get anyway, but it's. I think of all these events as they're coming up, and I know how stressful they are for weeks ahead of time. You should have my phone number. It hasn't changed, but drop us a line once in a while or say hello. Our tagline you can get from Tim, he's got all my information. But it's good talking to you. I didn't want to tie up the show all night, but California Speedway misses you. And they've been doing well the last 2 years, though. The crowd's been bigger, and things have changed a little bit. And the track is much more bumpy, as I'm sure you've seen on TV and such, which actually has improved it to some degree, but it's a lot different than when they first opened it, because I remember, I believe the second year was open, I went out there and took, I think, 20 laps around that track, and it drove me crazy how smooth it was, because as a racer myself, you almost count bumps going down a straightaway to know when to turn left, and that place was so smooth, it was crazy, but it's been a long while, and it came a long way, and you did a lot to make that racetrack what it is today. And I'm sure you're doing a heck of a job there in Richmond. So have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And one of these days I'll get out there to see you.
Well, thank you. We hope you can make it out. We love to have you.
Thank you. Take care. Good night, guys. Talk to you all next week.
Good night, Reverend. Thank you very much, bud. We'll see you next week. Dennis, that's our good friend. He comes on religiously. He is our reverend for the show. I think it was a few months back. He was running late trying to get home, and just tell him this little quick story, Dennis, if you got time. He said he pulled into a Walgreens and went into a restaurant and tried to lock the door where he could stay in there where it would be quiet and people was knocking on the door. But he went in a Walgreens and called in and gave the invocation on the show. And that right there is dedication.
That certainly is. That sounds like Reverend Joe.
Yes, sir. And Dennis, I know your time is limited, but we're going to give I want to thank you and Miss Amy Turner, the entire staff at Richmond International Speedway, to agree to give away two tickets to the Saturday night race there at Richmond, the Toyota Owners 400. And the number to call in is 215-383-3681. And Dennis, I want to ask a question, if that's okay with you, and you probably know it.
Yeah, you ask it. I didn't get a chance to look at it, so hopefully you got a good one for the listeners, and someone's going to win a nice prize to come down to the race.
Oh yes, me and Stephen talked about this. We got a real good question, and Suzanne is going to, whoever calls in and wins it, she's going to take care of the information, and NASCAR fans, whoever calls in now, and if you win these two tickets to Richmond, you have got to present a photo ID to get these. Okay, here we go. The question: among active drivers, who has the most wins at Richmond International Raceway? Do you know that one, Dennis?
I think I have it narrowed down to two.
All right, good. Yeah, we I will say it again. The number to call is 215-383-3681. Among active drivers, who has the most wins at Richmond International Raceway? And we'll let that go. I don't see any callers popping up. But, Dennis, just to throw us out there, do y'all have any special events going on as far as ticket prices, as far as anything for the military, anything coming up this weekend at Richmond?
Yeah, on the military front, we have a military ticket program that includes a race ticket and a pit pass. And then what happens is any active duty or retired military personnel, they can actually go on our website and purchase it through RIR.com. And then it triggers back. We make a donation back to the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Department on their base or a base that they put in the ticket order. So it's a great way to give back to the military bases as well. And then from any other, you know, we don't have any other packages right now. You know, we tend to do those a little earlier in the selling season. But, you know, we do kids 12 and under free on Friday for the Xfinity Series race. And we have a kid discount on Saturday, all about trying to get families and kids introduced to the sport. And we got family seating only sections on Saturday. So a lot of kids activities at the racetrack as well.
Sounds good, bud. And I'm probably thinking the reason the callers are not coming in, I think everybody's Googling everything. That's probably what's going on. But yeah, talking about everything going on, you know, Russell, my good friend Russell Branham here at Talladega, you know, he's about ready to pull his hair out too. And they trying to get everything going on. And with all this rain we've had, you know, they're trying to get everything set up. And I think today my good friend Johnny Hurst, he's over track maintenance there at Talladega Super Speedway, they were supposed to paint what they call the football field, which is the trail there, and, you know, paint all that and everything. But the rain has got them behind, and they're all trying to do that. But, Dennis, I want to thank you for taking time out to come on the show. I know you're busy because everything's coming up. But Suzanne and I, we're flying out, I'm trying to think, I think it's Thursday. We're flying out Thursday coming up your way. And thank you very much for allowing us to visit your facility and cover the weekend's events there at Richmond International Raceway. We appreciate it, bud.
Well, thank you guys, and thanks for having me. And we look forward to having you guys out. Again, look forward to the Toyota Owners 400 and Toyota Care 250 and NASCAR return to Richmond. So can't wait, and again, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome, bud. Can't wait to meet you.
Take care.
Yes, sir. See you Friday. Okay, that was Dennis Bickmeyer, ladies and gentlemen, president of Richmond International Raceway. We just asked a trivia question. Among active drivers, who has the most wins at Richmond International Raceway? Stephen, I don't think nobody wants to call in and win some tickets. I don't know what's going on, bud. Unless they can't Google it, they're having problems Googling.
I don't know, man. That's a pretty easy question if you ask me. But, I mean, you know, I guess... Everybody got to get their Google fingers going real quick, like, and try and get some tickets to the Toyota Owners 400 Saturday night.
Yeah, you're right. And since we've done come through everything, we got that question out there, and I know you're going to do a trivia question later for two passes to the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. Just suggested to Talladega Super Speedway here in Talladega, Alabama. But you want to touch a little bit on at Bristol? You know, I had that big rain delay, which I ain't going to lie, I took me a long nap. Suzanne did too. But we had that big rain delay, and before the rain delay, you know, the 22 and the 2 got together, and I think that killed my fantasy picks.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did another week that I forgot to actually put my picks in, but, you know, I'll move on this weekend at Richmond. I've already made my picks, and we'll see who comes out on top on that one. But, 9.5 hours to get this thing all settled up. A long day of rain off and on, 3 red flags out there. And in the end, Matt Kenseth, he pulled that one out. I thought Edwards, he had a strong car out there all race long, and if it wouldn't have been there at the end, he had a little trouble out there. I believe he would have been the one that was going to take that thing home.
Yeah, he was tough, bud. He was definitely tough. And touching on the Xfinity Series race Friday night, we had history in the making. Mr. Joey Logano, we had flag to flag every lap Bristol Motor Speedway. Slash Bread has got it sliced, but
yeah, he did flag to flag, led all 300 laps. One of the real side notes to that is that the last time that happened was actually in September at Richmond International Raceway when Kyle Busch led flag to flag out there. So it had been quite some time since it had happened. He had one heck of a car out there. You can't take anything away from him. The pit crew had it down all day long, every single stop, getting him in and out of them pits. And, you know, he did one heck of a job out there. You can't take anything away from him, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can't take nothing away from him and Team Penske. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, since Bristol Motor Speedway sort of done their changing the track around, you know, back in the day, everybody used to hug the bottom and then they moved the groove up to the top. And if you want to touch a little bit, Stephen, the shortest way around a racetrack is on the bottom. But with that 36-degree bank in there at Bristol, when you're running the high side, you've got the momentum coming off of 2 and coming off of 4. And the tires were sticking. They finally moved the groove up. They got everything going, but it was just like the bottom groove could not get going, Steve.
No, the bottom groove in the last couple of years since they've made some changes out there at Bristol is that it's progressively moved farther and farther up the racetrack as far as the racing groove is concerned, and you're going to get a better entry and exit being on that top side, which is why every single time we saw the leader take the outside lane, with the exception of maybe one or two times that I know Eric Jones in the Xfinity Series race, he did try the bottom at one point to see if he could get a little bit better jump on Joe Logano, but unfortunately he had some issues out there with that jump. He bunched the field up a little bit behind him on that start and let Logano get away. But you know, Bristol has changed in that aspect of moving it up the racing groove a little farther up the track, and you know we need to get back. It makes it tougher. It makes it much, much tougher to pass there, and I think that's where the chrome horn really comes into play a lot of times. And we're getting back to an old style Bristol that we saw many, many years ago.
Yeah, you're exactly right, David. And to touch on another thing, you talk about, I mean, the drivers that are seasoned, I call them seasoned veterans or what have you, and to touch a little bit on this, Denny Hamlin had some problems. He had some back spasm. I think you text me he had some back spasm and neck spasm or something. Well, they throw young Eric Jones into the number 11 FedEx car for Joe Gibbs Racing for the very first time he's ever sat in a Sprint Cup Series car, and he gets thrown to the dogs. I mean, throwed out there, and I think he done a hell of a job to do what he did.
Yeah, that was definitely throw him right into the fire, no doubt about that. Denny Hamlin, after that first red flag, he was complaining about some neck and back spasms in the car, and Joe Gibbs Racing actually sent a plane back to Charlotte to pick up Eric Jones and bring him back so that they could actually get somebody in the car. You know, Denny has been off and on with these problems for the last couple of years, even prior to the incident out there at Auto Club Speedway with him getting into the wall with Joey Logano just a few years ago. But he needs to, you know, unfortunately for him, it's something that he's going to have to continue dealing with. Jeff Gordon has been going through this for quite some time, and he finally decided that enough is enough. He's got to get out of the car. Denny has not really shown that much improvement with the continual issues that have been going ongoing for some time. He's doing much better than he has, but it still continues to plague him, and especially at a place where, like Bristol, where you have the G-forces put on your body, it's for 500 laps out there. It's tough for him to be able to do this. But, you know, NASCAR has actually changed the way that the championship is run now. So we're seeing more and more drivers saying, okay, I've got to get out of this car for a various number of reasons. And they're still eligible to win and you're in, as long as you stay in that top 30 in points out there. So it's something that I think NASCAR, that is one thing that they have done that has changed this for the drivers. They don't feel like they have to sit in that car for 36 races a year and continue to have the nagging issues ongoing. They can step away and still be eligible and still have the opportunity to be able to go out there and contend for that championship at the end of the year.
Most definitely, Stephen. And, you know, Denny Hamlin's comment toward that was he knew he was not going to be 100% for the team. I seen his interview. He knew he wasn't going to be 100%, so he's seen the opportunity to step out. And that right there means a lot for Denny thinking about the team. To step out, put Eric Jones in the car. But like you said, I mean, he got thrown in the fire. But Denny did not want to jeopardize the team. He was thinking about everybody else, not just Denny. I mean, you know, he could have, you know, he said, I could have got a car and rode around 36th, 40th, or whatever all night long. But he wanted the opportunity for the team to go forward.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that was a good thing for him to do, to just step out that car at that point. There was no sense in him trying to continue on with that issue. I know, granted, they had about a 5.5-hour delay out there that would have given him the opportunity to maybe get himself a little back together and get back in that car. But he made the right choice by stepping away and getting Eric Jones in that car. Eric did come in. He did a heck of a job for his first race out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, Stephen, I don't know why we don't have any callers for them two Richmond tickets, but I know you have a trivia question for them two. We got four more. We're going to give away two. But if you want to just hold them two, Stephen, we'll do a trivia question for them two complimentary passes to the International Airport Hall of Fame and Museum just adjacent to the exit speedway right outside Turn 4. We'll just hold them. We got a caller coming in now. I don't know who it is. Suzanne's talking to them, but maybe it's somebody going to try to win these Richmond tickets. And I hate it that nobody's calling in coming because they're gone. I mean, where else can you win two tickets to the Toyota Owners 400 Richmond International Speedway?
I know, right? Yeah, free tickets are free tickets, and I didn't think the question was that hard, that's for sure.
I didn't either, but Suzanne's got these people talking to them in the screen room. We'll see exactly who it is. I hadn't heard from Tony or Todd. I don't know if they're coming on or not, but just to touch a little bit of base where you hate to talk like I'm talking on the cell phone, but me and Suzanne are flying out of Atlanta Thursday at 1:40, which will be 12:40 my time. You and Miss Anne Marie, y'all not coming down to Friday, correct?
Sorry, bud, you cut out on me for a second.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now, bud.
Okay. My mic come unplugged a little bit. Not trying to talk like I'm talking to you on the cell phone, but Suzanne and I are flying out of Atlanta Thursday at 1:40 Eastern, 12:40 my time. We're going to be there Thursday. You and Miss Anne Marie, y'all not coming down to Friday, correct?
Yeah, we'll be up there Friday morning at some point. Then we can go up there and get done what we got to get done.
Okay, 10:04. Are you? What time are you planning on being there? Because I know I've got something planned for me, and I might want to plan it for you. Forrest, what time are you talking about getting to Richmond Friday?
We'll probably be up there around 9:30, 10:00 in the morning. You know, that'll give us plenty of time that we can go up there and get to the track, and then go out and hit some lunch up or something like that. There's enough things to do. The qualifying is about 3:45 Friday afternoon for the Xfinity Series, with the Sprint Cup Series immediately following that. So it's gonna be a good race weekend, I think.
Yeah, we're gonna have a blast, bud. But the reason I was asking, Thunder 92.7 FM here in Talladega, they want me to call in Friday morning to sort of touch on base, see what all's going on, what kind of news I got, and I told them that you might be wanting to call in also. So if you're not to me, I will send you their number to call in, and me and you both will call in and let Grady and Richard T here in Talladega know what all's going on in Richmond.
Yeah, man, that sounds like fun. We I've got something Indianapolis radio station on Saturday morning too that we can get with them and talk to them for a little bit. It's my every other week that I'm on the show with them, so I get to run my mouth a little bit more every other week. I'm sure that nobody really wants to hear it, but hey, you know.
No, Stephen, we love running our mouth about that. But anyway, coming up on the top of the hour, I've not heard nothing from Tony or anybody. I've not heard anything about the tickets for us, Richmond. I'll let Suzanne email Amy and them, see what they want to do, maybe give them away on Twitter or something. Maybe let you give them away on Twitter because I don't know what's going on. And the two Hall of Fame tickets, if you want to give them away on Twitter, you got the floor, bud. Take care of that and just send us who we need to email them to. And if I don't talk to you between now and then, bud, I'll see you in Richmond, Virginia for this weekend, bud.
No, I'll never take it.
Sure, man. I'll tell you what. I'll give those tickets away on Twitter and see if I can get somebody to answer the question on there. We'll give these things away to somebody that wants them.
10-4. You take care of the Richmond tickets if you don't mind, and take care of them two Hall of Fame tickets, the museum thing, and I'll retweet it and tweet it out. And Stephen, thanks again for being a good friend, coming on the show, being my good co-host. And ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. Follow him on Facebook. Or follow him on Twitter at Speedway Digest. This gentleman here knows everything he has to know about NASCAR. Stephen, thank you very much. We're going to end the show with a song. And like I said, if I don't talk to you, I'll see you in Richmond Friday morning, bud.
All right, bud. Take it easy.
10-4. See. Good friend, Stephen Wilson. We're going to end it tonight. I ain't believing none of y'all want to call in and win two tickets to the Sprint Cup race at Bristol. I mean, not Bristol, Richmond. I'm getting all my short tracks messed up. Anyway, I want to give a big shout-out to Tidal Super Speedway, Mr. Grant Lynch, track president there, and my good friend Russell Brennan, public relations director, and his assistant Lauren Deasy. And we're going to play a song and good night from Talladega, Alabama.
Walk through the door, got a little work.
coming over tonight.